Hello.
Hello there, good afternoon. Is it possible
to speak
to
Mr. Johnson? Yes.
Hiya, darling. It's Billy calling back from MMA Legal. We spoke earlier. I do apologise.
Yes,
you texted me and said you was free. I was on the lunch break, so I didn't even see it.
No worries.
In regards to yourself, have you got about 10-15 minutes with me now to get everything up and running for you, darling?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, before we go
to
the
circle,
I'm just going up to the table,
right? Oh. Yeah.
So I just want to let you know before we go any further, it's never going to be the case whatsoever where you're going to have to go and face anybody or go and prove this with any evidence, because we don't expect you to get that in any way, shape or form. We take a brief statement from you and we do everything by approaching all the local authorities and we get all the paperwork, and then from that you will be made an offer. So we're not going to be wasting your time here for no reason. You will be due back compensation. But if I am straight to the point with you, it will be wrong for me to give you any sort of value right now. Of course, in case of difference, you could come out with 200,000, 300,000. There's no cap on that. But it's just wrong for me to give you any direct value at the moment. Is that okay with you, Mr. Johnson?
That's perfect. Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. Now, can I just ask you, darling, I've got your first name down as Woolley and your surname as Johnston. Is there any other names that I should have had for you?
No, that's fine. That's out of that, Paul.
Perfect. Could I please take your date of birth now, darling?
Sorry?
Your date of birth, sorry, please.
29th, 1980.
No problem whatsoever. And in regards to yourself, could I please just ask you for your current home postcode where you're residing?
G320JH.
No problem. Now, again, I did just tell you a second ago that we can't give you a direct value of how much you will be receiving back right now. But what we can tell you, so you have got something to look forward to, is each claim will be an average of minimum of 48,000, just so you have something to look forward to. But again, you come out with double that, you come out with triple that. What door number is it that you're living at the moment?
Number 32, Paul.
32, no problem whatsoever. Now, can I just ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, some terminal illnesses?
No, but I'm a raging alcoholic for a while. Someone has told me the last time they got in this, and they never followed it up.
So, in regards to yourself, you would have had a few companies that may have been clutching at straws at the time, or even Scottish Redress himself may have spoken
to. That was someone, they came out and got me to sign about a paper, and then I never heard from them again. That was months ago.
How long ago was that? Right, okay, yeah. So that'll be the case. I'll get everything put on the system for you today, because you should have... Basically, you'll have your first responses within the next 2 weeks to know what's ongoing, and throughout everything, you'll have me on WhatsApp as well to see keep updated and track your claim at any time. So what I'll do is I'll password protect your account, and then that way you know who is dealing with it moving forward. Is that okay with you, darling?
That's superb, Paul. Why? Because I didn't have a number or nothing to deal with anyone the last time.
Yeah. I think personally, there's a few people that have been in this situation, and what I think's happened there is, in the most respectful way I can say it to you, Scottish Redress obviously don't want you to claim. It's coming from their profit pot, so they're going to hold off as much as they possibly can. So they may have even got a call centre to contact you and made you believe that they're going ahead with it, but they haven't. A few people have been in that situation, so, and to be honest, it wouldn't allow us to go through with the process if somebody else is already working on it for you. So that way, that goes to give you reassurance that I'll get everything put on the system today. I'll also add you onto WhatsApp so you can track your claim with me at any time. You can also call through to the solicitor and track your claim. I'll put all the information in one place for you so you know who's dealing with it. And that way, anything you need, you've got us all there in one place. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Now, what I do need from you, darling, is a beneficiary. So, of course, I would hope this would never be the case. But if something was to happen to you whilst this claim was going through, is there anybody that you would be happy for this payment to be released to?
Yes, that would be my wife. My wife.
Perfect. What would her name be, darling?
Alison Johnston. A-L-Y-S-O-N.
A-L-Y-S-O-N. And Johnston. Perfect. No problem. And do you happy for me to just pop your number down as her number just for now?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. No problem whatsoever. We'll get that bobbed on there for you. Now, can I ask you, how old was you when you were first placed into the care system, darling?
Fuck. I wasn't in it for that long, to be fair, but I was in, I was 12, 13 or something.
13 years old, no problem. And can I ask you, why was you placed into the care system?
Why was I there? Because I just wouldn't go to school and wouldn't behave. I was a wee shite, to be honest.
again, that's no excuse to take you from your parents and put you into the situations that they did. So that is automatic neglect before you've even gone any further. Can I ask you, what area did you grow up in before you were placed in?
Glasgow's East End.
Glasgow. So that way we know which local authorities to approach. And can I also please ask you, was it just you placed this care, or did you have any siblings in there with you?
Just myself. Just myself.
No problem. And could I also please ask you for your parents' names? The only reason I ask for this is, for any reason, they turn around and say, we've got 10 Wooly Johnsons on the system.
Exactly. Johnson is my mommy. And Francis Johnson is my daddy.
Thank you so much for that information, darling.
No problem at all.
If I am correct, you were first placed into care around 12, 13 years old. Could I also please ask you, do you know where it is that you were first taken to, darling?
I was in Kilbross Assessment Centre.
Right, so I've heard a lot about this place.
Nah, I think that's where everybody goes for to the assessment and then see where you're going after that.
Not acceptable. And I assume that you said that you're supposed to be in there, I think it's at 6 weeks maximum that you can stay in there for, but they keep you a lot longer usually.
I think I was in longer than that, to be honest. I'm not sure. I think I was in for a few months. And then I had to go back and forward at the weekends when I was actually let, I get let out, and then I had to go back and forward at the weekends. I didn't go to school, where if I misbehaved at school, I was had to go back to the home at the weekends.
That's not acceptable. Can I also ask you, after you was in car drop, did you get placed elsewhere?
No, I actually managed to get back out. They got me back into the house.
It's just the one.
I had to repeat second year of school again. I had to do a full year of school again, second year, because I didn't do any time at second year.
Let me get that on here. Had to repeat
second year. I can put back a year, that's the only reason I get let out of home, because I went back a year in school because he says I missed too much.
It's not acceptable whatsoever. Like I say, you're taking them from the home because they refuse to go to school, but you're not allowing them to go to school whilst they're under the care of themselves. And not only that, it's an excuse to keep children in and abuse them. And the reason I say that is because if you're an unruly child or classed as unruly, where you've been refusing to go to school and things like that, and you're taken to a care system, then what on earth thinks that it's acceptable for them to mistreat you in certain ways, so you rebel and you keep doing it and keep doing it, so they've got excuses to keep you there. And then, of course, it's a money-making scheme system for them all. So it is unfortunate that that has happened. Now, I am just getting down here. I'm going to go with you around 12 years old, just for now, so that way we can cover it with the years and get the 4 years. That way we've covered each side. So I'm just getting around here. He's around 12 years old when he was taken from home. Now, of course, he felt very emotional.
My mammy was crying, having to wake me up. Having to wake me up in the morning. So she walked phone in the morning and says, right, that's him, have him ready, that's a place to home for him. They kept me that for about 9 months, so I thought they were kidding me on. And then my wee mammy had to wake me up crying one morning and tell me to get my safety part of my bags, so they're coming to get me. Heartbreaking.
Well, he was heartbroken and emotional. When you arrived there, did anyone settle you in or give you any empathy?
Just my mum and a social worker.
Bless you. Sorry, I've just written this down for you from the care home. No understanding of why. Now, can I ask you, did they just basically, on your day of arrival, did you notice that you wasn't really safe in this place, or was it quite a few days after where you kind of noticed this?
Quite a few days, because it was quite daunting when you just got in first, you know what I mean? I was just a couple of days and then I started finding my feet a wee bit. It was quite daunting. You're standing there and you're not realising the time you're in the queue. You're standing in the queue waiting to have sex with girls are in the rooms, and there's the night shift staff behind you standing. You don't realise that until you're a bit older.
Sorry, I'm so sorry that you've had to go through that. Was they making you do that to the other girls that was in the care home at the time?
No, the boys, we were obviously having a couple of glasses, but there was night shift staff behind you waiting in the queue to get in. I was old enough to realise that's totally wrong what's been happening here.
Yes, it's not acceptable whatsoever. Can I also please ask you, whilst she was here, did the staff ever be physical towards you or raise their hands to you? When you...
Oh, I got doings, aye. But see, the thing is, I was a wee cunt. I should have got a doing anyway, do you know what I mean? Because I was...
If they would have sat down and spoke to you and been nice to you, maybe you would have acted like different.
Aye, well, that's that. Possibly, yes, but just authority. Me and authority didn't go at the time. I just rebelled against authority. Especially when they're taking you to the house, taking me straight to the same way for my mammy.
Did they ever use anything to hit you with, like a sand shoe or a belt or anything like that, or was it the hands?
No, it was basically the most doings I got was when I was in my bed at night, and they came in and the vault was there, and the bath was there, you know what I mean?
Can I also ask you, did the staff ever allow any of the older children or the other children to climb, or did they ever force you to fight, or for entertainment purposes allow
no,
them to
I didn't, No, there was none of that. I didn't have any of that forcing fight. Yeah, no, there was plenty of fighting, but nobody forced me to do it.
No problem whatsoever. Let me get that down here. And was food always provided to you, or was it, say, would you say it was eatable, or would you ever left with food that you don't think was edible at the time?
Well, it was just basic shit, wasn't it? It was there as a detail. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Can I ask you a punishment? What was the punishment here, darling?
The punishment was just for being cheeky, basically.
And what would the punishment be, if you remember? Did you ever lock you in your bedroom at times? Or
you get put away, segregated away from everybody else. And then you get punished that night, you get to do that night.
And you said that you would be locked in your bedroom. Just put that on here.
Uh-huh.
You said earlier you have to repeat the second year of your school due to this.
Yes.
Just put that on here. Again. Can I ask you here, did they stop family visiting you or anything like that, darling?
No, I got out to the weekend.
And could I also ask you, when she was here as well, did they ever make you wear clothes that was too small for you or take your actual own property away from you or anything like that?
No, because I wore my own.
No problems. Did they allow you to wear your own showers and everything? Was they ever assisted where the staff would ever watch you in the shower or watch
you? Oh, yes, every morning. Every morning.
And did they ever say that they needed to help you shower in any way, shape, or form?
No.
Or they needed to wash your
I wouldn't accept that. Well, some people may be fair for that, but I wouldn't accept that.
No problem. I do need to ask the question, was there ever any sexual assault towards you here, darling?
No, towards me, no.
No, but did you witness it to anybody else?
I knew it was happening. It wasn't any stuff, it was a secret in there, do you know what I mean? It was a well-known fact that was happening. Shocking.
Sorry to hear that. And you said earlier, so did you say that Hughes was having sex as obviously young boys, the girls, and the night shift staff will just be standing outside the room allowing it?
They're standing in the queue waiting to get in next. So anyway.
So, with our age in here, But I don't know. That's not acceptable either. Could I also please ask you, is there anything that you feel like you should mention to me, any memories or anything that you recall from here, darling, or any
stuff? Nah, I try to blank out as much of that as I can, do you know what I mean? I try to blank out as much of that in my life as I can.
And of course, just speaking to you, we understand it's not just the physical side of things, it's definitely the mental side of things as well that you have to be dealing with all the time.
Well, it wasn't it somebody was asking me the last time in the garden, they said, oh, alcohol problems or anything? I says, well, I was a victim of alcohol until about 21 years old or something. So I was young. I was only drinking every day. So I don't know if that's my reason or something to drink, though. I don't know. For any reason. Me.
And would you say that you struggle to build relationships and things like that?
No, trust is a like massive part of it, so I don't know.
Yeah, most definitely. So in regards to yourself there, I feel like you have definitely provided me with enough information here for me to go full head and start get your case submitted off. So what are one thing that we'll ask you? I'm not too sure here if you've ever had option to have a look at your own files or if you've ever actually been provided with them. Now, it's not something that you need to do.
No.
We will always get contact of your files. We will give you the option if you would like a copy of them back. I'm not sure if it's something you've ever thought about as of yet.
I've never thought. No, do you know what? I would like a copy. Do you know what? I'd like to look back and quick.
Yeah?
Because I can't remember stuff. Maybe to give me back off.
Well, a lot of people will tell you that they've been lost or they've gone into liquidation and they can't get hold of the papers. They don't want you to make a claim. But when they go through with the legal team, they can't dispute it. The legal team will override their authorisation and they have to provide that back to them. So once it's ours, we can provide that back to you. That is not an issue whatsoever. But it's just not something that the solicitor will send out of the blue. Because as you can imagine, some people would like
to... No, some people don't like to see that. Some people
are not wanting to deal with that. So we wouldn't just send it out to just anybody just to be on the safe side. But that will always be there. And like I said, you don't need to make a decision right now whatsoever. That's something that you can decide when and as you please, of course, when you get the payout. Now, what I do need to explain to you, darling, is... Like I said, we can't give you a direct value, but each claim will average at a minimum of $48,000. And there are also ways you can apply for this yourself. So you can do it without a solicitor. And you can.
I would rather just you do it for me to see me, haven't you? I don't know that. Do you know what I mean?
Perfect.
If you could do that, it'd be better for.
Brilliant. So I just need to let you know that we work on an independent basis, no win, no fees. If your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you would not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the legal team will take a 20% fee off the overall amount at the end. So if you got £100,000 back, you would get 80 and they would take £20,000.
Ah,
and that will reassure you they won't take anything less. Now, what I would require from yourself, Danny, do you have anything like a driver's licence, passport, provisional, or even a bus pass?
Ah, good all, right. Good all.
Brilliant. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm just going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp. So you've got me there anyway on WhatsApp. So if there is any questions or if you do need anything, you have got me there directly.
Perfect. And I'll just forward that to your WhatsApp then, the stuff you need.
Brilliant. Yeah, please, if you don't mind. And what will also happen is I'm just going to get your case submitted over to the solicitor now. In the next part, it will take me about 5 minutes to do so. It probably happened while she's on the phone right now. I've just submitted your case over to him, so you just need to overlook it, say, yes, I'm happy to accept that. And you'll get a document that will come to your email. Now, it's just basically to say that it has to be the fee I've just explained to you, and it'll have everything on there that we're sending to redress. Now, I need you to return that for me and send your ID and proof of address, because we can't get it submitted to redress without that.
I need to sort the ID and that tonight.
Brilliant. So I'll get that all over to you right away now, and then as soon as your documents are out, I will give you a call straight back, and then therefore we'll go from there, darling, okay?
Superb.
Now, one last thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to set a password on the account for you, so if anyone does give you a call and you are unsure on who you're speaking to, just ask them for the password. Now, is there any word that is memorable to you would like me to use as a password for you?
Aye, Liam John CFC.
Liam John CFC.
CFC.
C for Charlie, S for Sugar, C for Charlie.
Yes.
Brilliant. So we've got your password as Liam John CFC. And I will drop you a message over now in regards to your ID and proof of address. If you can get that over to me as soon as possible, that would be brilliant.
Pal.
And you will get a text that'll come through in about 5 minutes. The text message will just be a link. You click on the link, you go straight to the box and give it a squiggle with your finger, and you press that big blue button next to it, and that'll come straight back through to me as well, darling, okay?
Thank you very much.
No problem. Well, thank you for your time, Willie, and I will speak to you soon, darling.
Cheers, I'll speak to you. Cheers, thank you. Bye-bye.